28:52. It is approximately 10 a.m. Central Time on Monday, March 10th, 2025. I'm Cassie Brown, and I serve as the Commissioner of Insurance. This hearing concerns a proposed rule relating to the tying of residential property and personal auto policies. The rule proposal adds a new section in Chapter 21, Subchapter J, of Title 28 of the Texas Administrative Code. The proposed new section would prohibit individuals and entities engaged in the business of insurance from tying together the sale of personal automobile policies and residential property policies. Notice of today's hearing was posted on TDI's website and published in the Texas Register on February the 1st, 2025. Any member of the public wishing to offer comments should fill out a witness card and submit it to staff at the table. I'll call on you and then ask you to identify yourself for the record. I'll begin by calling on David McAhrighty, Assistant Director for the Property and Casualty Alliance Office at TDI, to explain the proposal.
Thank you. Good morning, Commissioner Brown. My name is David McAhrighty. I'm the Assistant Director of TDI's Property and Casualty Lines Office. I'm here to present staff's rule proposal for docket number 2852. The rule proposal is intended to prohibit tying together the sale of personal automobile policies and residential property policies. In other words, to prevent a consumer from being required to purchase a personal auto policy in order to purchase a residential property policy, and vice versa. The proposal specifically provides that this kind of tying is an unfair trade practice in violation of the Insurance Code, Chapter 541. Tying sales of home and auto policies together unfairly limits consumer choice. For example, when a home policy is tied to the sale of an auto policy, a consumer who wants that home policy can no longer shop around for an auto policy. The consumer's marketplace options for auto insurance are instantly reduced from many to just one. Tying home and auto policies together can also pressure consumers to purchase unwanted coverage. For example, think of an older Texan who owns a home but cannot drive or does not own a vehicle. This individual might not want or need an auto policy, yet they could be forced to buy one to get the home policy they want. The proposal will also help prevent unfair competition. Tying can give a company an unfair advantage by leveraging the sale or renewal of one kind of insurance to require the purchase of insurance for a fundamentally unrelated risk. For example, imagine an insurer requires its own policyholders to also buy an auto policy from the insurer. Other companies wanting to compete for that auto insurance business must hope a consumer is willing to switch their home insurance too. Additionally, some companies cannot even sell both home and auto insurance. Now, I want to be clear about something the rule does not prohibit. It does not prohibit the practice of bundling. Bundling is where a seller gives the consumer the option to purchase multiple products together for a discounted price. Many insurance companies offer discounts for bundling home and auto insurance. Bundling creates an added opportunity for the consumer to save money. The consumer still has the opportunity to decide to purchase only one policy from the company and shop with other companies to find a better price or coverage. Tying works the opposite way. It necessarily restricts consumer choice. Tying is not widespread at the moment. I'm aware of only two insurers that currently tie home and auto insurance sales together. A few other companies tied home and auto sales together in the recent past, and others have expressed interest in tying. We also received several complaints from consumers who expressed their frustration with tying. The proposed rule will be an important protection to help ensure that individual Texans have the freedom to make the best insurance choices for themselves and their families. Commissioner, this concludes my presentation. Thank you for your consideration of this proposal. Be happy to answer any questions you have.
I have no questions at this time.
Okay. Thanks, David. Thank you.
Okay, now I'll call for public comments. I currently have two cards in front of me. First, I'll call on Ann Woodward with Texas Appleseed. Bring the mic down.
Thank you, Commissioner. My name is Anne Bedore, and I direct the Fair Financial Services Project at Texas Appleseed and work broadly on consumer protection issues in the marketplace. And first, want to commend you and your staff for bringing forth and proposing this rule. It's clearly a challenge in the marketplace. People are already struggling to pay for and find insurance, and to do anything that's anti-competitive in the market, I think only undermines consumers and other people, other players in the marketplace that are trying to play fair. So we're very supportive of this rule. I wanted to just suggest that perhaps it could be construed a little more broadly. It's focusing on two very, very particular products, but are there other kinds of tying that might happen that we might want to think about? Like, you have to have an umbrella policy in order for us to issue a homeowner's insurance, or you have to have a personal, a valuable personal property coverage, specific separate coverage in order to get this. I mean, I don't have deep expertise in the whole range of products that could potentially be offered in this environment, but wanted to suggest the idea that potentially it could be broader. I know that there's a bill proposed that just simply says any multiple lines of property and casualty coverage, and that, you know, as long as we're addressing this issue, perhaps something that's a little broader could be beneficial. And one last thing, a point that's been raised or brought to my attention, is that for small landlords, for example, it doesn't prohibit tying. So that's kind of a commercial policy, not a big commercial. You know, a lot of people have rental properties, and is there some opportunity to expand it to ensure that other people who have to buy insurance, property and casualty insurance, could be protected as well? Thank you very much. Thank you for your comments. Okay, next I'll call on Albert Betts with the Insurance Council of Texas.
Good morning, Commissioner. General Counsel Barber. Thank you for allowing us to speak on this rule today. I'll keep my comments brief. We will be submitting written comments by the March 24th deadline, but I want to address two or three issues in the rule as proposed. As we've indicated, we are against or in opposition to this rule. In part, it's not clear that Chapter 541 gives the agency the authority to create a new cause of action or a new unfair trading practice, although the 541-401, which is referred to in the preamble, discusses the ability to create, adopt, and enforce reasonable rules. There's nothing in the Act that we believe authorizes the creation of new unfair trade practices. This is particularly concerning because 541 gives the ability to create causes of action in lawsuits and class action suits. And we believe if there is any authority to attempt to ban time, that authority rests with the legislature, not under the broad rulemaking authority that's listed in 541. I know as we look through the preamble, there's various cites to other provisions in 541, 541-107, 541-201, et cetera. And looking at those provisions, none of those specifically address time or prohibit time or create rulemaking authority for time. The only section that we looked at that the agency put in the preamble that might approach it is 541-054, which is the boycott, coercion, or intimidation provision. But if you look at that provision, it does not address the situation of time here. It talks about concerted action or by an insurer to enter an agreement to commit an act of boycott, coercion, or intimidation. We don't believe that fits the time situation here. The consumer, it does not create an unreasonable restraint or monopoly in the business of insurance, which is part of 541-054. We don't think that fits as well. So does not seem to be authority to create a new prohibition based on time. I want to talk a bit about where there is statutory authority related to time, and that's over in Chapter 556. That chapter addresses financial institutions and time, and there's a specific prohibition that the legislature created years ago to address that. Presumably, if the legislature created or addressed it in 556, and wished to create such a similar ban related to insurance companies and the time of connecting products, they would have done so either at that point or some point since. They have not. So without that statutory authority, we don't think you can adopt this rule as proposed. Let me also point out that even in a time situation, given the limited use of it so far, we're not clear how that would give an unfair advantage to companies. Here in the state, there's 160 companies riding homeowners, 170 riding autos. Companies compete. Companies offer bundling. And consumers have a provider, an insurer that offers time, and they don't want to use that company. They have multiple choices. You talked about the competitiveness of this market and the ability for consumers to shop around, whether that be in buying insurance or seeking a renewal situation. I know there's a comment or example in the preamble and mentioned by staff that if a company owner only offers auto, they are, quote, at a competitive disadvantage in a time situation. But regardless of time, that would suggest they're already at a competitive disadvantage just by offering auto, and that can't be true in our competitive markets. Some companies can choose to offer auto or home, so I don't think that applies here in terms of creating, quote, an uncompetitive market or non-competitive market. If you look at the Texas Free Enterprise Act and the Antitrust Act, it helps define what constitutes an improper time. It includes elements that will have these in our written comments, where there's actual coercion by the seller has sufficient market power, and it is a non-competitive market. That's not the case in insurance right now. I know there's a lot of talk about companies changing what they're offering or some certain areas you can't find coverage, but we have a competitive market. There's no companies that, at least in home and auto that I'm aware of, that enjoy such a market share that they, quote, have sufficient market power to monopolize or control what happens in the marketplace. Consumers have the choices, and you can think about that when we look at branding time. Time does not require that you product coverage if you don't have the risk. I think the example I heard in what's in the preamble suggests that if a company, you're buying home and they require you to buy auto, and you don't have a car, they're going to make you buy auto coverage, or that can't happen. You don't have a risk that they can insure. They can't make you buy coverage for something that doesn't exist. So that does not pressure consumers into buying unwanted coverage. What it may put a consumer in a decision, do I stay with this company, or if I can't, do I go shopping again? We have a very competitive marketplace with many options for consumers. Keep in mind, as y'all look at this rule, are consumers' choices severely limited in the state or non-existent? And that would suggest you have a non-competitive or a market with a near monopoly situation. Again, we don't have that here in Texas. This is not a state like Florida, for example, where there's maybe four or five companies riding, and something like this is going on there. You might have a situation where time would be prohibited. But this market is competitive. Consumers have choices. This is not all, we believe, it within an unfair competition, unfair practice situation. Take a look at 556. There was already a time prohibition in statute. The legislature intended to do the same for insurance. They did it for insurance and financial institutions. They would have done it for insurance already. With that, I know there's a 1978 bulletin that was cited early on. That bulletin is almost as old as I am. And obviously, if you look at that bulletin, it does not cite to any specific statute or rule in that instance. So with that, we urge you to reconsider adoption of this rule. You have a marketplace where consumers can choose. This is not, and I've heard the suggestion, this is a growing problem. And the testimony was there may be two companies doing this. This is not a large-scale issue, and if consumers need to shop or need options, if they don't want to tie, they have those options, thankfully, here in the Texas market. With that, I'll close my comments and happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, Robert.
Thank you, Bishop.
Would anyone else like to comment? Let the record reflect that all those desiring to comment have now done so. As stated in the proposal, TDI will consider all written comments received by TDI by 5 p.m. Central Time on March 24, 2025. and the testimony given today before preparing an adoption order for the school ranking. Thank you for participating today. The hearing for docket number 2852 is adjourned.